1-800-286-8686.
Sunday, we looked into the subject of being steadfast and unmovable, having to do with becoming fully persuaded. And just in hindsight, we took a little look at how our intellect can produce very little emotion. And the intellect alone cannot maintain a fixed focus. Have to understand that. So, in other words, we have to have, if we're going to be successful in accomplishing the purposes of God and moving in faith, we have to have more than just head knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. Love edifies, charity edifies, but faith also works by love. So it's important not to allow yourself to get into places where you're carrying grudges, where you are living with unforgiveness or resentment or any of those things, because faith works by love. Okay? Very important. Tonight we're going to take a look at what I've entitled The Pillar Called Faith. The Pillar Called Faith. When the word talks about wavering is always a product of shifting your focus or your attention. Sometimes when you look at a promise, you have one emotion. Sometimes when you look at a problem, you have another emotion. But when we are in faith, whether we're looking at a problem or a promise, we don't waver. When you're in faith. Now, my objective in this portion of this series is to teach us how to stay in faith. It's not hocus pocus. There's a template, how you stay in faith, how you don't waver in the face of danger, how you don't get too high and get in the flesh when promises manifest themselves. Okay, so we talked about a little bit about the justice system Sunday, in how in a court of law there has to be sufficient evidence to bring about a conviction. Okay? And we looked at, you know, the different things, fingerprints, witnesses, you know, testimonies, all kind of things. But now, just like there's a judicial system here in the earth, there's a court in heaven. Thank you for the sad amens. You think it was about midnight or something. We're just getting started here. They ain't even 8 o'clock. Amen. Then we had to stop serving dinner before service or something. Amen. Look at somebody tell them, wake up. All right, so we looked at a point that I stressed Sunday. When many pray and believe, they go into heaven's court. We're praying and believing God for something. We're entering into heaven's court. But sometimes people enter into heaven's court. They're praying and believing, but they don't have any evidence to present. There's nothing. So they're hoping. You know, and hope is good, but you know, there's got to be more than just hope. Well, I sure hope so. Well, you got to go fast, hope. Let me establish this first. Unto every person has been given a measure of faith. So tell somebody, you got faith.
You got faith.
So I ain't got no faith. You got faith. And that every one of us has been given the measure of faith. Now, once you decide that you're going to overcome, that you're believing for something, now you must tell somebody, first you have to decide. Before this lesson is over, I'm going to give you the four phases of faith. And see, sometimes a person doesn't receive what they believe for because they've not really made up their mind. Amen. Their mind's not really made up. You know, it's like a moving target. One day you're up, one day you're down. One day your mind is on it, the next day you don't care. Okay, so that we have to defeat. Now, when we go to the word in the court of heaven, like in a judicial system here on the earth, the promise in the word is your legal evidence. That's why my people, Jesus said, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You can get into the court of heaven and not know what your legal rights are. Your right to healing. Your right to deliverance. Your right to prosper. Amen. Okay? The promise. Somebody say the promise. Is my legal evidence, my title deed. God has given us a book of not maybes or hope to be's, but promises. And God is not a man that he can lie, nor the son of man that he would repent. The Bible says, has not God said? And shall not God make it good? Amen. But there's a part that you have to play. The Lord has never failed us. Ever. He can't fail. This plant here wouldn't have a chance if the Lord said this was purple. The moment he said it, it would turn purple. Because he said it. And what he says is. That's all that's to it. Let me take you back a little bit. Remember, the Holy Spirit was brooding like a hen over her egg, a bird over that. See, the bird flutters. It's not because they're uncomfortable. They're sending a frequency into that egg where the embryo is, and it's helping it to form and to hatch. There's not only warmth, but there's a particular frequency that it sends. When the Holy Spirit was moving upon the face of the earth, it was brooding. The word is brooding. It was sending life into the earth that was dead. See, destruction had taken place and everything was dead. So the Holy Spirit was moving on the water like that hen, bringing life into the earth. It was preparing the earth for when God the Father would speak. Because he spoke to what was there and it took form. When we understand how faith works, it's not difficult. It's not rocket science. It's very simple. And it's at all of our disposal. The word of God says you can have whatsoever you saith. Come on now. I know this. Some of this is twisted or been twisted, but this is what the word says. You can have whatsoever you say. If you believe in your heart and doubt not, but believe those things that you say. Not what your brother said. Not even what God said, but what you say. Help me, Holy Ghost. If you believe that, he said, you can have, you shall have whatsoever you saith. So you see, like the Holy Spirit brooding, he put the life down there. There's already stuff, we call it potential and possibility. I'm going to jump around here a little bit. See, God the Father, before he spoke, he had purposed already what he wanted. And so when he spoke, it came. Sometimes what's stopping you or blocking you is that you hadn't really decided what it is you want. And so when you speak, at best, your words are not filled with faith. They're filled with wavering, uncertainty. You wanna sound right. And you want people to think that you believe. And you got all this faith, but you don't really. Because you waver. Because you don't really know what you want. You think it's too big. Tell somebody, you better start thinking big. With your average self. Ain't nothing average about you. Average is really another word for mediocre. Okra. Mediocre. That's what I'm going to call you. When you ain't thinking big. Let me say something. When you don't think, some people just want to blend in all the time. But that's not what the call is on your life. And that's not to be a renegade or a rebel. It's to be authentic. It's to be part of a body. But to be you. Amen. To be the you that God created you. Because you are a terrible copy. But the real you, when you shine, is what the body of Christ and the world needs. Yes, sir. Amen. I said the world needs you. The body of Christ needs you. But they need the real you. Okay, let's move on here. The promises in the Word of God are our legal evidence or title deed. All right? Tell somebody, find your evidence. Now, we looked briefly at how faith is the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. Remember, in a court of law, you got to have evidence. Otherwise, you can't stand in a court of law because there's no or not sufficient evidence. Faith, say it with me, faith is my evidence. In the court of heaven, you got to go there with evidence. You can't just go there and say hi. Yeah, what you want? Hi. Tell somebody, stop wasting God's time. He going to love you when you just come to say hi. But you can't move mountains without evidence. But tell somebody, mountains can be moved.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Mm-hmm.